It's our business of the day here on KMCH. You know, every week at 1:45 on Thursdays, you get to take a little sample of the mind of Bit Brewery. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate you being here.
This was a venture. Bit was three guys that brewed together at home and then said, you know what, we could actually make a go of this.
Yep. Jeff, Jason, and I, we were all neighbors at the time, living about 180 yards from each other. And I was coaching t-ball with Jeff, and he says, hey, you ever brew beer? And I go, no, I've brewed wine, but I've never brewed beer. And he says, well, hey, me and my neighbor, we're going to start brewing in his garage. I said, well, I like drinking beer. So I went over and we all started brewing with all grain at the same time. And we use those beers in beer giveaways, like at the 4th of July Home Brew Fest. And we had more and more people that said, hey, where can I buy this? So then we just decided, well, you know what, let's go pro.
Were you surprised at just how popular this place has become?
Kind of. I mean, but that was the intent, just to be a good place for people to hang out. You know, we just want to allow people to come hang out with their friends. And, you know, if you want to have some craft beer, sweet.
What really has been a strong appeal for me of this place is how much of a laboratory this has become. At any one given time, you have 13 to 15 beers on tap, but they're constantly changing.
That's what we liked as homebrewers. We liked to go to places and try new beers. So, you know, that's part of our gig, is that people come in and say, well, what's new? And I go, well, when's the last time you were here? They said, probably about 3 months ago. I said, everything. Every 2 months, we pretty much have all new beers on tap. We rotate beers pretty much weekly. To date, we haven't really kept the same beers on tap all the time. So we've had a consistent rotation.
When we first met, you took me downstairs and you said, I want to show you something. You were using smaller vats, which you still use for some applications, but you had acquired a larger set of vats. As I've been listening to the Brewology Bits, and folks have too, you have been going crazy with those big vats, experimenting and splitting and doing all this. Do you feel like a mad scientist?
Sometimes a little bit. But it's kind of fun. I mean, you know, I get a little bored sometimes. So trying these different things with the system is always great. Whereas before, you know, we had the one barrel system. If I split a one barrel batch, I mean, it was just, the beer just goes so fast. But now with the bigger system, it's a two barrel. I can use my old one barrel fermenters. And so I can get two different beers from one batch. Whether I want to do two completely different beers, I can do that. So it's really the scientific process piece of it.
You already have your brain going on. You got your two partners' brain going on. But then you had this idea of saying, let's ask the general public to be a part of this, the BIT membership.
It's been cool. So the BIT membership, brewer in training, we allow people to purchase a membership. And then that allows them the ability to tell me what kind of style of beer that they really like. They give me ideas of the different beers that they love and the characteristics, and then I try to build a recipe to hit those marks. And so it's been great, because people come up with some stuff that it's like, I've never even considered brewing a batch of that.
You've been able to barrel age some beers. I mean, I know you've got a beer in there that you've brewed that you're not gonna touch for a year. You've got some wild combinations for ciders. And that's what makes this place special, is that if you come in and you just want to try something completely different, you're not beholden to the same six beers going over and over and over again. It really, truly, as you said, it's an experience of flavor. And if you don't like something, order something different.
We try to provide choice. Right? We keep styles on tap all the time. But like you said, we don't keep the same beer on tap all the time.
The beauty of the recipes are that there's so many variations and so many different things, and you've been able to experience it for now. How many years have you had your doors open?
We will be 4 years on July 10th.
See, and in 4 years, you've probably done hundreds and hundreds of different recipes.
Yeah, well over 250 different large batches of beer were different recipes, and then I do small batch beers still. Small batch to me is anything less than one barrel. I've done well over 80 small batch beers as well.
There you go. Family friendly, great environment. You're going to see a wealth of different flavors and options that is continually changing. You'll be able to experience the mad scientist laboratory of the brewery and have great pizza to boot. It's all a part of what Bit Brewery is about. Our business of the day here on Mix 94.7.